going on, guys? Dustin with the LFG 1904 show. Reconstruction Rescue is your best choice for flood restoration services in San Diego County. With years of experience in the industry, their dedicated team of project managers will work hand in hand with you from start to finish, specializing in home insurance water damage claims. They take on the headache of dealing with your insurance company so you don't have to. Call this number today for a free estimate. 760-891-9919. Once again, that number is 760-891-9919. Reconstruction Rescue. Y'all know the deal. What's going on, guys? Dustin with the LFG 1904 show. Proud to announce our partnership with Law Tigers. If you have been in a motorcycle accident, let's get you the compensation you deserve today and get you back on the road. Go ahead and call this number, 858-306-1986. Once again, that number is 858-306-1986. Law Tigers, nationwide. Doesn't matter where you're at. Call that number, LFG.
See, I'm back on my. Yeah. See, I'm back on my bullshit. Hey, see, I'm back on my bullshit. Came a long way from school, bitch. We them niggas been back.
Came a long way, motherfuckers. Welcome back to the show, guys. We're a day late. Just got back from Arizona. I wanted to hop on real quick and just share what the fuck is popping off. God, I fucking love this dude right here, man.
I don't even know who this is, but it just sounds like, you know who I'm talking about? What's his name? Kevin. What's his name?
All right, I'm not gonna, you know, beat around the bush because I'm gonna
Kevin
put
Gates. That's who it is. He sounds like Kevin Gates.
I'm gonna put a message on Instagram. And
wow, you're just gonna start it off.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I'm not gonna have a fucking cliffhanger or whatever.
Got it.
We're gonna get into the fucking, you know, this last week and weekend. It was a fucking banger. I'm gonna tell you right now. I know that. You know, a lot of people said, man, your videos were so cool, man. Like, it looked like it was like a fucking rad trip. I'm like, bro.
It was fun.
It was definitely fun. It was probably hands down, like, you know, one of the funnest times that I've had, really.
It was fun besides the hotel life.
No, the hotel.
Never again.
Yeah, no. The hotel with kids is for the fucking. Always get an Airbnb.
Yeah, never again. Hold on. I need to go grab my drink really quick.
All right, yeah. But yeah, always grab get an Airbnb because we have trained our kids to be just creatures of habit. So what I mean by that is like we trained them to sleep in their own crib, to have their own space. You know, Wyatt wants a bottle and he wants to go to bed and
go to bed at the like specific time, you know?
Yeah.
Like and they get really fussy around 7 o'clock.
We're also whispering because our kids are asleep. And so we said, hey, we need to do a podcast.
Yeah, Winona's literally on the couch right next to us asleep. Yeah. Wyatt's in his crib. You know, they both slept in the stroller at the event while there were fucking motorcycles revving up all around them. And they took their full naps in the day.
I know.
At the event in the stroller.
But right now, Elise just hit the dresser and woke Wyatt up. So here we are.
Yeah.
Anyways, this weekend. Man, I can't thank the Shifter crew, Taylor Santos, so much, man. Like, he got me into this fucking event, and, man, it was my first time. It was LFG's first time leaving the county.
You know, and leaving the state, let alone,
leaving the state. And
we've left the county.
It was.
But not the state.
Hey, it was very humbling, because I didn't even tell this. But there was a lot of people that came up to the booth and were like, what is LFG?
Yeah.
Like they had no idea, which was like really cool because I was able to explain it to them. And of course, once I said, let's fucking go, they were like, goddamn right, brother.
Yeah. You know? For sure. For sure.
But it was really neat, like just having conversations with people. And there were so many people that I talked to that were from New Mexico, Texas.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I heard one of them was from New Mexico, but Texas, that's
there was
a
lot of people from
New Mexico. I want to go out to Texas and do an event out there. That'd be fucking dope.
Well, I mean, we were asked to do Born Free Texas last year. So if I reach out, it's in October.
Reach out right now. Like, get on your phone right now and reach out. October.
Okay, calm down.
Listen, I got nothing in October.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for scheduling our life, too.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
So let me just going to get right down to it, guys, because I know that you just watched the story on Instagram. Big announcement is LFG 1904 is going to be at Born Free this year.
What
I know. I know, guys. I can't believe it, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just shocked. But I have to give a fucking huge shout out to fucking Chip down at San Diego Customs. You know, I just, you know, I build in these relationships with some of these guys in the industry, man. And I'm still just like blown away. And it's funny because Taylor's like, what is that syndrome? The,
I don't know.
Ah, damn it.
What kind of syndrome is it?
I don't fucking know. I'm a fucking retard. So,
oh my God.
No, but it was like, you know, just basically like, who the fuck do I think I am? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, imposter syndrome. Yeah. Imposter syndrome.
Like, who am I just, like, what is going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm just truly grateful because, you know, I know that, you know, there's a lot of vendors that have been on a wait list or are on a wait list, you know, and that's not, you know, any sort of flex, you know. It just, you know, I just happened to, you know, reach out at the right time, I guess. And so I'm going to be at Born Free, but here's the another kicker to it. I'm going to be in San Diego Customs area.
So dope.
So I'm going to be one of their vendors in their booth spots. And I guess, I mean, first of all, Elisa and I have never even been to this show.
I've never been.
Yeah, we don't even know about
that. We have friends that go literally every year.
But, yeah, so we're going to be in their vendor area. And according to what Chip says, is they're the first, you know, vendor that people see. You have to walk through the show in order to get to other vendors, you walk right past their booth. So that's just going to be fantastic. And
that'll just be so fun.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, like, it's just going to be a good time.
You know, for sure. And it's funny, you know, we talked about this on the show before, you know, about how it's not, you know, of course we need to make money right now. This is our full-time gig, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, we're not trying to make fucking money, because we're trying to make money. However, the relationships that we're building and the people that we're meeting, and like I've been saying it on the last probably 5 shows about, you know, we're not just on Instagram, you know, we're not just, you know, doing silly videos and, you know, funny stories or just, you know, doing stuff to like be seen. Like, we're actually getting out there and meeting people and shaking hands. And like, man, I met so many people this weekend that, A, we've been following each other for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just cool to finally, like, you know, hug them out and,
like, meet,
you know,
them in person.
Reg up with Black Flies, like, big old hug, you know what I mean? It's like, finally we're meeting one another, you know, we talk and communicate all the time, you know, but.
Yeah.
And, you know, but all that is really, like I said, it's all due to Taylor, man. That's fucking rad. Like, he is totally on the team, and he's just like, wherever Shifter Crew is, LFG is, and that's the same shit, you know? Like, we're gonna fucking knock the fucking doors down. And I'm sure that he's gonna, you know, I just know that when you hang out with people and you see what they're doing, like, you want to do that too, you know? And I know that it's gonna push, you know, Taylor to be like, fuck this, I can do this shit too. Because he can.
For sure.
That fool has recognition.
Yeah, he does.
You know, recognition. And it doesn't matter about how many fucking followers you have. It really doesn't. It's about the people that you actually know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you fucking have a conversation with.
And his shirts are pretty cool too. Like, I had never really seen any of his merch, and it's actually pretty dope. I liked one of them that I saw a lot. So.
You know what it is too? It's the people and the contacts that you have in your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you have, you know, you're holding on to contacts, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck a follow, you know, the followers are the followers, you know, but.
Yeah.
I know, it's just so funny. Like, I say it all the time. It's like, man, you know, we have like 16,000 or something like that followers. But, and a lot of them, you know, as of recent, are just, you know, you do like a cool trending reel.
Yeah, and then people
and then
like
they start following
you. That's like how it is for me on TikTok.
It's so
weird
though, because I still feel like there's a lot of bots.
Yeah, but it's just about the people that like actually like you. Like, if you think about the fact that I posted that one video that got like 4.4 million views, I got 10,000 followers out of it. Well, now 15,000 followers out of it. I know that all 15 of those followers are not fully engaged in my TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a specific amount of them that like really engage with me and like me. And you know what I mean? It's about being likable and relatable and like talking to your followers and like becoming friends with them. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the girls that follow me on and talk to me on my TikTok and comment on every one of my videos, they've been commenting on there since I started.
Yeah.
You know, like I fucking know these girls, you know?
Yeah.
And they're super rad. So it's like, you know, you just got to keep just being relatable. Don't ever go outside yourself. You know, there's like, don't ever like do shit that just to get followers and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's like, that's so stupid. I feel like, you know, it doesn't matter based on your followers. Like you said, Taylor has good engagement.
Mm-hmm.
He may only have 5,000 followers, but he has great engagement. And that's a good thing. That means that he's like meeting people and relating to people and shit like that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I had a few this week in like, the silent followers, you know, that reached out on the DM and was like, you know, just showing praise. And like, so many people have reached out and just like, man, the fact that you have been doing this for 4 years and now you're out on your own and doing it full time, they're like stoked, but probably they're like, god damn, it takes some balls, you know. Fucking takes a lot of balls.
It does. Yeah. It does, because you're like just, you talk
about
house,
imposter,
right?
Like imposter. Hey. I'm just like I woke up this morning going like, what the fuck do I think I am? Like, what the fuck?
For real.
You know?
I feel like that for you sometimes. I mean, I feel like that for myself too, but I feel like that for you, because I'm like, damn, we're just sitting in our house. None of us have like a secured paid job. We're just hoping we make enough to get the mortgage paid, hoping I make enough to get the bills paid. Like, you know, and so far, so good. I just keep having faith. Like, for me, it's a little different. Like, you could make a decent amount of money, but for me, it's like, my goal every month is to pay our bills, right? So it's like every day I get these emails about doing collaborations and shit. You know, a lot of it's like TikTok shop bullshit, but whatever. And I just send out my rate and I just hope that something comes back. And I just have faith that God will provide the right ones. And every week I get something, you know, I get $300 or $400. I just got a $400 one. Like, it's like, you know,
right.
So you just have to stay faithful that, you know, God's got us, because we're moving in the right direction. I know we are. Like, we have to be. There's no way that we'd be just doing this and living on self-will. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's just no way.
Nope. I mean, you know, here's the deal. you put one foot in front of another, and you do all the right indicated steps, and these are the promises that everybody will get if they want to stay clean and sober.
Yeah.
It's really simple. Like, I'm saying a lot of things that I've said on the, you know, in the past of on the show, but, you know, I just want them to be instilled in people, because, you know, when you first get clean and sober, you think that your life is over and you can't function and you have to, you know, drink to socialize, you have to drink to have sex, you have to drink to communicate, you have to drink to have a relationship with somebody, and that's all bullshit. And it's all our disease saying that we can't do it in order for our disease to win, and our disease will always win. Because we want to fall back on that, because we feel like we're losers and we can't function without some sort of substance. And that is completely false.
Yeah.
False.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if somebody would have told me the same thing, like, hey, man, 8 years, almost 9 years clean, your life is going to fucking explode.
Bro, I would have been like, explode really? How?
Yeah, because explode. Like, I'm going to blow up something? Yeah, I can see that happening. Like, I'm going to federal prison because I'm a fucking bomb maker now? Yeah. No, sure.
Well, you wouldn't have even known how to take that. You wouldn't have even known what that would look like, because to you, you'd be like, oh, like, maybe I'll be a store manager at Home Depot, or, oh, I'll be married and have a couple kids. And like, yeah, you've had all those things, but it's like, even now, thinking about it, sitting here like, okay, we made it to this point. Like, you quit your job. You're doing this full time. I'm fucking actually making money on TikTok. Like, we're really out here trying to do this while also really struggling with 2 under 2. But, you know, we're going to move past that hump pretty soon, I'm sure. But like, if somebody were to be like, oh, what do you think your life's going to look like in like 10 years? Like, I don't even know. Like, are we going to be like really big with LFG? Like, are we going to be doing like this podcast in a fucking studio? Are we going to be like big time YouTube? Like, what? I have no idea what it's going to look like. You know what I mean? I just,
a lot of unforeseen things, but
yeah, but I just know you just gotta buckle to expect up. The unexpected, because you just actually don't know. No. And you know, so it's like,
nobody knows anything, but what we can say and what we do all the time is put one foot in front of another. You stay clean, you go to meetings, You know, you find a sponsor, you find somebody that you can connect with.
That and you know, you have faith in your higher power.
You have faith in your higher power, and don't be scared of the word God. Yeah. It's everywhere in our literature. It's everywhere. It's so funny, you know, Elise and I have been going to church pretty consistently since since I've been off. When I was off work on paternity leave, we decided that we needed something different. So, and something a little bit more spiritual, and you know, something that just made us feel good. And I think maybe we've already talked about this, so we don't need to get into it. But
yeah,
you know, we found another avenue because we are fucking addicts. And addicts constantly need something to keep working on ourselves. And sometimes.
And to keep our head in the right space, you know.
Sometimes the literature and the sponsor and the meetings and all that is just not enough. And that's okay. And maybe, you know, church won't be forever, but for right now and for our family, it's been really beneficial. It's been a slow process. It's one of those things like where, you know, instant gratification. You know, I kind of want it like to, you know, feel and know, but, you know, without a doubt, the things that we're doing in our life is a clear indication, you know, of a higher power working in our lives.
Yeah. Like you I know. Said, we just got to keep in God's will, not our own, you know, and like just not, you know, just keep the fucking faith because it's really easy, at least for me to go down rabbit holes and like just get into my own head and not believe that like there's a plan for us already and it's already been set and we just need to keep asking for guidance and keep following through, you know, because, you know, it's just easy to get into those fucking spaces where we're going into the rabbit holes.
Yeah. So
let's talk about the events we have coming up really quick. Yeah, I have my calendar out here.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's it looks like fucking
listen, booked. That's the big announcement, Lan. I mean, I know that if you listen to the show, hopefully you're high-fiving the steering wheel or your wife or significant other, because this is a fucking big deal. If you guys all know and you ride motorcycles, you know, or just whatever, you're just in the scene, you know Born Free is like the Super Bowl. Well, there's a lot of Super Bowls, I should say. I mean, Sturgis is probably one of them, you know. I mean, honestly, Arizona Bike Week, man. Like, I was only at one spot, right? Scott Stout Harley, thank you so much for putting us on. Emily, if you've ever listened to the show, you're a fucking rock star for getting me in there and getting me like in the parking lot. Like, there were so many things that were going on with that, and it was just like, man, all this momentum, you know. I mean, originally, guys. So the backstory is like. So this was before I quit Home Depot, and I just was thinking. I saw something, a post, or maybe Taylor from Shifter Crew. He might have like posted something or whatever. But I'm like, man, it'd be cool to go to that event. But it's like literally the week that I was supposed to go back to work, or maybe the week before. So I'm like, hey. God's plan, man. If you know, he wants to see me go to this event, then it's going to make it happen, which is that's not the case. Right. But, and so I reached out to Taylor. I'm like, hey man, I know it's a long shot, but just see if you can maybe get me into this event. Like, I don't care where you put me in the closet. You know what I mean? I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm very confident, you know, LFGs, you know, it's just a cool fucking slang and it's a cool fucking brand, you know? And, I know that people can relate to it, which they very much so, but it's funny though. Like I said earlier, it's like, man, people had no idea. They're like, "What is LFG?" I'm like, "Okay, well, it means let's fucking go, buckle the fuck up, motherfuckers, because we ride and we get fucking loose, daddy-o." Sorry, White's awake. I can still keep talking about it.
Yeah, I just keep talking for a second. Let me go get this.
I'm a big blowhart, so you know.
I'm shocked that he's awake. Right
now. Yeah, it is what it is. So, anyways, when I said to Taylor, I'm like, man. You know, I know it's a long shot, but maybe just see if you can, you know. And, you know, he was hesitant because he already knew, you know, all the vendors were already locked in. I mean, the flyer was already out, so there wasn't any way to, like, you know, put my brand on the flyer, which is, once again, that's really not that important to me. And, man, he called back within, like, 30 minutes and was like, I got news, you're in. The only, you know, situation is that you're going to be upstairs or possibly, oh, I'm sorry, it was on the patio area, which come to find out, I mean, I had never been there, but the patio area was pretty cool. I mean, you had some really big names. You had No Fucks Given 420. He was there. You had a couple food vendors. You had Rebel Reaper, which is a fantastic company out of Arizona. They do a lot of the same and similar things that we do, flannels, vests, gloves. You can find them on Instagram, too. They were there underneath the patio area, which, you know, the patio area also, there was a stage for a band, so it was great. But the parking lot is where it's at. You know, you had motorcycle parking. You had people riding through the vendor booth area, which was so rad. And we were down there with Chopper Kings, Saddleman Seats, Legend Shocks, Clockworks. Clockworks had a badass booth. And it was just me and Taylor were fucking holding it down on one end of the goddamn corner, man, and it was so exciting. Arizona's a cool ass spot, man. I couldn't even imagine being there though when it's fucking hotter than all hell, because I'll tell you what, boy, I had a tank top on underneath my goddamn Easy Up, and I still caught a motherfucking suntan. I'm like, goddamn, this sun is unforgiving. And there's some, dude, the motorcycle scene that's out in Arizona is extraordinary. There were so many things going on. So they actually call it a mini Sturgis, which honestly, I can totally fucking see that, because they had so many things. They had so many events going on. They're everywhere. They had some in Cave Creek. They had some in South Phoenix area. We were in Scottsdale, which, you know, that event started on Wednesday and it ended Sunday. And Friday was packed. I've never in my entire four-year career with LFG have ever been to an event where there was that many people. I was completely shocked. Like, I could easily had two other people running the booth at the same time. There were so many people coming up to the booth and asking questions, and we're having conversations, and then, you know, some other people would come in, and you don't have time to really react, and it's really difficult. Although I do it, I'll have a conversation, I'll be having a conversation with somebody, and then somebody comes up to the booth, I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? How you doing? You know, and then I'll go back to the conversation, which, you know, some people might think it's rude because you stop talking to them, but, you know, it kind of goes back to that old Home Depot saying, you know, the customer in front of you is the most important person. But God, dog, when you're fucking running and gunning, man, you just got to conversate and talk with everybody. Well, this is pretty cool. You know, I'm just doing a podcast, first time ever, just, you know, completely just sitting here talking to myself. So that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I can hear you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
well,
I don't know if she'll last watching this. She's probably going to start crying any second, but Wyatt would have probably fell asleep on the couch right now, but oh well.
All right, well, it is what it is. We have kids, so.
It is what it is. We do have kids.
Some exciting stuff. So we're also buying a toy hauler.
A tow hauler.
A tow hauler.
We're buying a toy hauler. It's least, a weekend
at least,
warrior.
At least is super excited. Go ahead, give him this.
It's
go
a 2009 weekend warrior, and so a friend of ours had a friend of theirs who own a camping rental company here in San Diego, and they are selling off some of their toy haulers because they're going to get some new ones. So it's really nice, and they keep these things up really nicely as well. So, you know, we know it's well taken care of, and it's literally exactly the toy hauler I would want. I definitely, out of all of them, would have always wanted a weekend warrior. And it has like the front bed, which is really cool. And then it has the queen drop down, and it's just fucking dope. And I'm really excited because all of our friends have toy haulers, and now we can go to the desert with our friends. But also we can now, when we go on these trips, we could do an Airbnb, but we could also just bring the trailer and go to an RV spot and get hooked up and fucking camp out with our family for the weekend with these events that we're going to, you know, it depends on the area, of course, like where we're going to go, but like, it's fucking exciting. It's really exciting because this is like the life for my kids. So I know they're just going to have so much fun doing it, you know?
We'll just say what you were saying before we got on the air, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's go over some of these events that we're going to do.
No. Oh. What you're saying about how, you know, you don't want to sound like you had some horrible life because you didn't have a horrible life.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I just didn't grow up going to the desert. I didn't grow up, you know, riding quads or doing any of that stuff. I didn't go I didn't grow up going to the river or anything like that.
Right.
I grew up, you know, going on like family trips, which that's why I'm saying, like, not to say I'm ungrateful. I just had a different life growing up. You know, we went to Disneyland and we went to Grand Canyon in San Francisco. And we would go on these trips and, you know, they were amazing and so fun. We didn't do like the camping stuff. So a lot of my friends do that. And I saw a lot of my friends in high school doing that stuff where they would go out to the desert and stuff. And I always thought that that was really cool. And when I had experienced it with Amberly and Ian, I was like, this is fucking rad. And I would love for our kids to be able to experience this growing up. And I know Dustin experienced doing all that stuff too. So I just think that, you know, it's fun for all of our kids to hang out and grow up together and do stuff like that. So it's like really awesome that we're able to have this opportunity to be able to get a toy hauler and do this shit.
Mm-hmm. 100%. You know, you know, as a parent, you want your kids to do things, the same, you know, however you grew up to, you know, but then just for me, it's just, I just want my kids to grow up better and have a better life and have things that, you know, I mean, I never even had to. I mean, I always went to the desert, not always. I went to the desert often with my friends. Yeah. And the majority of the time we're sleeping in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you would see people with, like, you know, trailers and all this other things. And we're like, God damn, man, that'd be nice. So, listen, the fact of the matter is, like, we're going to be doing it. And
we're blasting LFG all over that fucker. Like, it is a rigid toy hauler, like, on the sides. You know, right. It has, like, blue flames, which is fucking sick. I think the blue flames are cool. But on the back, it actually has the logo for the rental company that it was for. So we're going to take that off, and then we're going to blast.
Yo, check this out, guys. T-Town Customs and KC Lights have teamed up together to make awesome lighting kits for your Harleys. With quality steel and aluminum, custom brackets that fit on the original gangster of off-road lighting, KC Lights. These light kits make it easy to see further down the road and light up the path for the adventure. T-Town Customs. Fear no dark. Go and give them a follow today on Instagram, guys. T-Town Customs. At checkout, use promo code LFG10. Y'all know the deal. Run it up.
Fast LFG on the back of
on
the back of it, and we could put it on the front of it if we wanted to too. So we could put it on the sides of it. I tell Dustin this: we could put it on the sides of it, even though it's rigid. We could still put it on the sides of it.
But, right?
You know, it's just dope. And this is like just our starting trailer. Like that's the thing. This is just our fucking starting trailer. You're gonna fucking see us with a fat ass fucking fifth wheel in a year from now.
Take it easy,
our fucking diesel ass fucking truck and shit.
Jesus Christ, you just love manifesting, don't you?
I do. Because I know that this is what's going to happen. We're going to have a boat, a fifth wheel, a fucking big ass truck, you know?
Well, I mean, I pray to baby Jesus. Let's go.
Yeah, for real. Go.
I'm here for it.
For real.
So anyways, let them know.
Okay, so we have a few events coming up here. Hold on, let me pull my calendar back up. Okay, so we're in April. What's today? April 8th. Okay, let's see. So April, I swear there was another event that we have in April. Oh, so there is the LFG Poker Run on the 27th. Let me just pull up the flyer really quick.
Yeah, I really would like everybody to come to that. So I have the information on that.
Okay.
So you guys, this is going to be for newcomers and women, period, in recovery that cannot afford to get to the women's retreat. It's a fantastic fundraiser. You know, it's actually, realistically, it's a charity event. So, you know, I have myself, you know, some other people that are already locked in, like Rude Paint. My friend Zach's going to do $500 off a paint job for a helmet, which, you guys, that's a smoking deal. You know, $500, you know, in this climate that we're in, boom. You know what I mean? Run that shit up. So Zach decided that he was going to help me out and do that. And he wants to be a part of it. Fantastic. His lovely wife, Rachel, she's organizing this event as well. I mean, look, to have, you know, people in the industry and, you know, your friends want to help you out when you start doing a charity thing, that's fucking fantastic. This is my first time doing a poker run. We're going to do a 5-card draw. We're going to do best hand, and then we're also going to do worst hand. So The winner of the best hand is going to get a $500 coupon for Rude Paint. They're also going to get their choice. Well, there's actually only one choice. It's my. It's going to be the brand new LFG vest that's going to be coming out. Can't even really talk about that yet because it's going to fucking be badass, motherfucker. We do have some new gloves coming. I'll just announce this too. Fuck it. I haven't even shared this on Instagram yet. But we're coming out with LFG flannels. So those are in the works right now. I should be getting those in relatively quick. So you guys will see that on Instagram.
And they're super sick.
Yeah, they're going to be really
boys
cool.
Boys flannels, but they're still really sick.
They're girl flannel too.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a lot of women that wear dicks and flannels around this motherfucker.
That's true. Please, the fuck out of here.
All these goddamn couples that want to match each other too. Yeah. Miss me with all that bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So anyways, you guys.
So that's
April 27th. We're going to meet up at San Diego Harley. Kickstand's up at 10 a.m., that's where everybody's going to sign up. It's $25 entry fee. That's going to be all that money is going to be donated to Carrie that owns the Serenity Shop in Santee, California. That way she can filter out that money to women that can't afford they can't afford to get to that women's retreat. She's also working with the Dollface Club Sober Living. So all those girls are going to be involved. Or go to the event. I'm not really sure. I know Clea said that they're involved somehow. So, but there are going to be some vendors. So I'm actually looking for some vendors. So if you're a vendor and you're listening to the podcast and you want to come down to San Diego, or if you're already here in San Diego and you want to set up your booth, by all means, come up. We're going to do a booth spot. You know, to where you know that donation will be. Once again, filtered to the women in recovery. And, you know, we'll just go and have a good time. You know what I mean? We're going to have some food. Rafa's Meal Prep Company, he's going to be serving up some food for us. I think some tri-tip sandwiches.
That's bomb.
Yeah, we're going to get a DJ because fucking Graf is too fucking busy working. You know? So, yeah. And then my boys fucking Throttled Roots they're already scheduled. Otherwise, I would have them do it because they're fucking sick as fuck. And, you know, that's just another guys, you know, shout out to those dudes, man. Fucking Joe, he's part of, you know, they do Throttle Roots. They do a DJ, him and Ray. And they also do a YouTube channel. They also do a podcast too. Really solid dudes, man. Me and Joe just connected. Just a really cool dude. I call him the Marlboro Man. That motherfucker always has a goddamn Marlboro hanging out his fucking mouth. Fucking love it. She just puked all over the fucking floor, too.
Yeah, that's why I like her on the tile. I already know she's going to throw up everywhere.
Damn, dude. Fucking living the dream. Anyways, go ahead and let them know if you can what our other events are.
All right. So then the next weekend on May 4th, we have an El Patron bike night.
Where's that going to be at? We don't know yet because it's going to be at a different destination. Every bike night. By the way, if you guys are local and you noticed that I wasn't there because I was in Arizona Bike Week, Stefan, fucking thank you so much for going to bike
killing
night.
The game.
You know, and for El Patron, they always held us down. And
yeah, that was rad. They gave you a pop up to be able to do that.
Yeah, so, they did.
Yeah,
and just really thanks a lot, man, for going out there and taking care of it. I heard nothing but great things. You fucking killed it. Why?
All right. And then in 2 weeks from then, on May 18th, we have the Throttle Fest in the Bay Area. Where exactly is that at?
That's going to be at San Jose Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, so fucking dope. You know what we should be doing when we go out there, though, is go take a little day in San Francisco is what we should do. Because it's been a minute since we've been there.
Yeah, we should. I'm actually looking it up. I'm actually looking up RV spots right now.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, that's another thing that's just really cool, you know? I mean, we're at this traveling circus right now. I'm also going to be bringing my podcast equipment. So if you're living in any of these areas, you want to come on the show and you want to tell your story, it doesn't matter if you're sober or not. You know, if you have some sort of story that you want to come on and share.
Let's fucking go.
Fucking let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So we're going to have a... We're going to have a full-on studio hookup in the goddamn toy hauler. Come on. Yeah, we're bringing that'd be East so County to fucking San Jose. Stop fucking playing, dog. I'm Rick James, bitch. Break yourself. That's right. We're coming for you, baby.
Okay. And then on June 1st, we have the Live Fast Rally that we just found out about this one. This is going to be really fun.
You just got me excited. Oh my God. Let me go ahead and tell, I'm going to break this down for you all right now. So I got the call last night driving back home from Arizona Bike Week. Shit. I don't even know if I can announce anything.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Here's the deal. I'm going to announce my portion of it. Because it's to me. Okay. So
what's your portion?
My portion is LFG is going to be partnering up with Live Fast Rally, and I'm going to be doing the slow race this year. So that's just a fucking, man, Chad stopped by the house with Taylor and we got to talking. Fantastic human being. I have not met his partner yet. I've talked to him on social media. But anyways, I'm looking forward to that. So if you guys are in that area for the Live Fast Rally, which you got to get this event has been fucking awesome. We went up there last year, but you know all those videos that you see with the slow race like that was there was just so much great shit, man. There's so many people last year. The guys Reg and Papa Juan and the Goo, they all rode across the fucking United States and they came back and they got a little dick trophy. It was the fucking funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you guys have been to this before, but you didn't go.
I did not go. I did
not. You were not able to go to a lot of events.
I was never allowed to go to the events because I was just a fucking, you know, a goddamn slave to Home Depot.
Yeah. So that's June 1st, and then let's see. Palm Springs, June 15th, but that has nothing to do with anything. We're going to the Palm Springs Convention June 15th, if anybody else is going.
Oh, well, there you go. A little shout out to Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah,
here.
Maybe we'll do a little podcast at the
No, we will not be doing that. Get the fuck out of here.
And then June 22nd is Born Free. That's a two-day event. I will be there for one day without the kids. Just to have a day of enjoying myself, and then it'll just be Dustin the next day. So
hey, do not touch the fucking thing.
Hey, don't.
Well, Wyatt's here. He would like to have a conversation with everybody.
Hold on, let me go fix this situation. Anyways, talk to them about Born Free, that situation. You kind of already talked about it.
I already did all that. This is the beauty behind doing a podcast when you got two kids. You know what I mean? He and Wyatt loves buttons, so he's probably going to touch the soundboard any moment, you know? I mean, here's the deal, you guys. We wanted to come on here real quick and just do this, a fat-ass announcement. There really isn't a story, but just, you know, show our gratitude. Talk about some events that we already have planned in the books. You know, we already scheduled for 8 events this year. Wyatt, go over there with Mom. Thanks. And, yeah, I know. You know, one of our, you know, sponsors to the podcast, and then also, you know, just in general for events, Law Tigers. And you guys have heard those ads played, you know, on the show plenty of times. You're probably like, yeah, motherfucker, we've heard plenty of ads. You know, however, there is something that our guy Gabriel is looking into, and that's going to Sturgis. So he wants to bring the SoCal team, if you will, like all of the brands that are really well known here in SoCal, and you know, even like there's some in Oregon, Ride Faster Pussy. There's so many great fucking Crash Inc. God, there's just so many great. The West Coast just has fantastic brands. So he's trying to get it to where we're going to be doing different shows out there throughout Sturgis, and man, I can't wait to announce that we're actually going to do it. So there's a lot of things that are in the works. There's so many things that we obviously want to do, but you know, we've been asked to do a lot of events. We still are going to do a lot of events. I have a so if you're listening to this podcast, come and see me tonight at Cycle Gear in Kearny Mesa. We're going to be doing a bike night from 5 to 8.
Oh yeah, we have literally an event.
Yeah. Yeah, right, we have an event for tomorrow, too. So yeah. If you're listening to this, like I said, come on out. I got some new merch. Got tons of cool stuff. I still have some bomber jackets. I still have some windbreakers. We have some fucking badass hats.
Beanies, hats. There's so much stuff, you guys. And there's like a whole bin of shirts that Dustin didn't remember that he had.
I know.
And they're actually sick as fuck.
I know. Tom Bear, he came out there. He's like, you have any long sleeves? I'm like, no, I left them at home. And now,
come to find,
he
didn't leave them at home.
And here's the thing about Tom Bear. Tom Bear rode out 24 hours just to come and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he rode all the way. Him and Bo rode all the way out. They stayed at the River House. And they came for a couple hours to say hi, gave me some knuckles and hugs, and then rode back. Come on.
I know. I didn't get to see him.
If you don't have fucking friends like that, you guys need to find friends like that. Straight fucking G status. That was just a huge surprise. Even though I did see on Instagram that Bo was posting videos, and, you know, Tom just kept on saying, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going out there. We're just cruising around. I'm like, yeah, fucking yeah. Right. I know your ass, fool. You're fucking gone. They literally ran... They rode through snow, sleet, wind.
Really?
Yeah.
Snow,
the whole,
huh?
Yeah, the whole mountain area from Pine Valley all the way through. The wind was fucking tremendous.
Wow.
Tremendous tea, buddy. Tremendous tea. So what other events that you have us locked down for, did you see any more?
No, I didn't. I just know Sturgis is a possibility. Pretty sure we're going to be doing that. Regardless, we want to go out there, but... I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a booth there, too, somewhere. I don't know how Sturgis is. I don't know what it looks like out there. I'm sure it's like Arizona Bike Week where there's just events everywhere.
Events everywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, even if we can get set up for a booth for just one day, that'd be fucking dope, you know? So
yeah, you can
we're
just
grateful
go.
For whatever. It's fun. Good time.
Still really undecided yet on Four Corners.
Oh, yeah. When's
Four
that?
Four Corners. That one's like, I think it's right before... Sturgis, or it might be right after. Once again, don't know. Got to look into it. But anyways, guys, fantastic. So many things are happening, and it just feels good to be able to like freely talk about, you know, things that, you know, I went live with, and you know, that I'm no longer doing anything but LFG and screen printing.
Yeah.
You know, and fucking straight blessed. You know, I've had so many people just reach out, and I have to keep reminding and saying that too. It's like I screen print for other people.
Yeah, not just for
people, LFG. Yeah, a lot of people just assume that I just, you know, screen print for my own brand. Shit, there's no way. You know, I mean, LFG is not that successful to where I can just screen print for that only and be, you know, survive. So
yeah, no, the screen printing company is its own entity. It's its own business. It's its own company. It has nothing to do with LFG. It is called 1904 Print Shop, but you know, we just played it off of LFG, but it's not. It's
maybe
not
we should
LFG.
Just change the name of it. Fuck it. You know, rebrand the fucking screen printing business. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Dustin's butt fuck screen printing.
Perfect. Coming. Sounds great.
Come on.
You're going to get a lot of customers with that name.
I'm
going to
get butt fucked too.
Oh my God. What is happening?
Yeah. What else? I mean, that's pretty much it. You know,
that's
we fucking knocked out all of the event stuff. But you know, to express my gratitude, you guys, like, this is all due to recovery. This is all due to, like, you guys, you know, as well. You know, without you guys supporting me and my family, like, this shit wouldn't even exist. If you guys stopped listening to the podcast, the sponsors would just go away, too. I mean, it all revolves around, you know, what you guys do and us coming out with fucking cool-ass shit, you know, and... Man, it's so fucked up, man. Like, I know this might sound like really ego, you know, but I saw like a couple brands after walking around, you know, and like they were, you know, basically using our same lettering and shit that we've used in the past. And I'm like, the shit used to bug me, you know, like, goddamn, like how, you know, I know that this shirt is fairly new and I get it. Like people, you know, we go off one another, you know, often, you know, we just, you know, in a clothing brand, it's like... You know, people just take, you know, then they switch it up, you know.
Yeah.
They switch
it's
it
whatever's
up.
Whatever's fucking trending, honestly, you know.
It is.
So.
But, you know, sometimes my ego is like, where's the fucking love at, fool? Like, I know that you saw that from my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a break, motherfucker. Damn, I was just about to say something. That's why I'm like, God damn. Oh, you know what? I am. So, here's the deal, guys. I'm going to talk about this new partnership that we now have on LFG Podcast. Let me show you. Nope. Dude, I got so many fucking Davidson in my fucking phone. That ain't good. Nobody likes a dead air, at least. Can you fucking say something? I know you got the fucking booby out, but god dog.
I got a baby on my boob that's real fussy-like, you know? Real fussy-like. She just can't be pleased, it seems, these days.
There we go. Nailed it, guys. Nailed it. All right, guys. So if you guys would like, T-Town Customs on Instagram, that's going to be our... We're going to be running an ad for them for the next 2 months. There's also going to be a promo code, and it's going to be LFG10. I got to double check that. As a matter of fact, I'll double check it right now. So anyways, what these guys do, besides that they're a... they also work on bikes up in Tehachapi, but they also are a... vendor for KC Lights. So if you guys know, KC Lights has the big smiley face that are, you know, plastered all over to make awesome lighting kits for your Harley, quality steel and aluminum custom brackets to fit on original gangster off-road lighting. KC Lights, these light kits make it easy to see further down the road, which they are. I mean, you guys know these Baja lights, they're fucking unbelievable. Like, riding with somebody with some Baja design lights are just extremely powerful. These lights are exactly the same or better. And I'm excited. We're going to do a promo video for them. He's going to be coming down within the next couple weeks, I believe, and he's going to set my bike all up with him. And then that way I can really, you know, share my story, you know, my fucking experience with the lights. But goddamn, there ain't nothing wrong with having a bright-ass light. I'll tell you what, when you're going down the road at night and it's all dark, man, these LED lights, even that I run, are not nearly as bright. Not nearly as bright. So anyways, you're going to hear a new ad on this company, guys. But go ahead and check them out, T-Town Customs on Instagram. Fear no dark. Ooh, let's fucking go, baby.
I don't have much left for you because the children are... they're seeking my attention.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Look at Wyatt looking at me while he's dancing on the couch in his onesie still.
All right. I'm just texting this guy real quick.
Oh, perfect.
David.
Got it.
David with T-Town Customs. So go ahead and give them a follow, guys. You know, back to recovery, too, what I was saying. You know, this is all due to recovery. This entire podcast, the way of life, like anybody that's out there struggling, which I know that there is because you guys reach out on my DMs. Like if you're still struggling, like find a solution, find somebody that you can do business with, get your ass to a meeting. Because the stories that come on this podcast are something real. In your bottom, you don't have to have a bottom that is so fucking tremendous. And it's like, you don't have to go to jails and prisons. You don't have to go to institutions. Like, you can literally just change right now. And I know, like, you're like, motherfucker, how the fuck? Yeah, but you think I'm just going to be able to stop using fentanyl, or you think I'm going to be able to just stop using alcohol? Like, you know what? The truth of the matter is, yes, I do. One day at a time.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's really fucking simple.
Yep.
So anyways, guys, go and check these lights out, though. T-Town Customs. Use promo code LFG10. I'm telling you right now, they're fucking bright, they're badass, and they got a smiley face on them. KC Lights have been around forever. Anybody in the off-road industry, they know what the fuck KC Lights is.
Mm.
You know, so this is going to be fantastic, man. I always look forward to new adventures with partnerships on the podcast. If you or your company wants to have an advertisement on the podcast, please feel free to reach out to me or... go ahead and give me an email, lfg1904.com or at gmail.com. But anyways, your bottom doesn't have to start. You know, you don't have to, you know, fucking lose, you know, body parts and shit, you know, to, you know, stop. So, you know, that's why we're so available too everywhere. You know, if you, you know, continually reach out to me.
Yeah.
Because I will always try to set somebody up in the right direction.
For sure.
Or you can reach out to Elise too.
Absolutely.
What else do you have? I mean,
that's pretty much it, you know?
That's pretty much it, huh? You just wanted to come on and, you know, fucking barely say anything?
I don't really know what else. I think I said a lot in the beginning.
I mean, in the beginning,
I did. I think I said a lot. I'm just excited. I'm excited for our life, and I'm excited for the next event, and I'm excited for the toy hauler. And
oh my God, you're already just repeating the same things.
Yeah, literally.
The most.
I have so much shit to do around this house right now, so there's that. But yeah.
All right, guys. So listen, a lot. We basically just came on to spill the beans. You know what I mean? I'm not going to even, the only thing I'm going to say on Instagram was basically go listen to the podcast. No cliffhanger. I said it right away. LFG, Born Free, San Diego Customs booth area. Let's fucking go. I am fucking excited. I'm just, once again, the relationships that you meet, the people that you meet, you know, and yeah. It's like, you got to just continuously just be a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, just be a nice person. Don't be fucking fake, because people fucking see right through that
shit.
They
definitely do.
And, you know, just be yourself and be genuine, and good things will always come.
Absolutely.
Even if it's something that you want, if, you know, something that doesn't come and, you know, you really wanted it, just keep, you know, just work fucking harder at it. That's it, you know. That's the bottom fucking line. But, cool announcement fucking podcast. You guys are probably going to be like, fuck you. I fucking wasted my fucking time listening to this, you fucking prick. But anyways, I just wanted to get the message out, you guys. Once again, I appreciate everybody. You guys are fucking rock stars. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting me and my family. Like, I couldn't be more grateful for everybody. And I fucking mean that with the bottom of my fucking heart, man. I fucking love every single one of you guys. Is that on?
Of course not.
I don't think it is. Oh, but it will be now, sister. It will be now, sister. How is that possible that my phone needs to be charged already? Like, what the fuck is going on with that?
I just can't stop watching him. He's dancing on the couch.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, look at, he's like bouncing to what this song would sound like. Look at him. Gotta buy my
drone up on this. Yeah, well, nobody can see that, but our kids dancing on the couch. Anyways, you guys, another show of the LFG 1904 show. Quick little banger. Probably the least amount
show. Probably the shortest show I've ever done
in my entire life. But straight announcement. That's about it. Showing my gratitude. I love you guys all. Every single fucking one of you that fucking support me and my wife and my fucking kids. And y'all, what? Y'all just want to fucking go. You know what I mean? Let's fucking go. Let's go together.
Let's fucking go.
You know what I mean? Let's go to fucking
together. Let's fucking go together. Free band, nigga, bring the racks in. Got the shooters in the corner, light a pack in. She think Kusha's out of it, bitch, she attract. That's that shit that get you put up out the section. And the model still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on this dick. I got syrup in this bitch. Promo code FAMILY. Free shipping for the rest of this week. If you hear this, you're on it. Bring a friend, bitch, fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking.